Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Sports Radio 1043 The Fan.
Colorado Avalanche started their preseason, an anticipated one, given the fact they are kind of a dark horse candidate to win the whole thing. A lot of young talent for the Avs. They ended up losing tonight 5-0, but it's also preseason, and they don't count. So nobody cares that much about the score. They care about how people performed. Fans, hockey insider Adrian Dater was there, wanted to talk to Adrian. And Adrian, this game, ignore the score because it is what it is. This was an opportunity for a lot of the Avs young players to get their feet wet at the NHL level. What did you see?
Well, I saw the tape of this game. What did I see? I mean, you know, like I said in my story on ColoradoHockeyNow.com tonight, I think that it was, you know, you just look at little individual things for different players. Connor Timmins was a feature for tonight. How did he do? All signs say that he, you know, feels great. He had some good moments of the game. He's a good player, I think. He's going to have a good future in the NHL as long as he stays healthy. You know, he had a couple turnovers. He looked a little nervous in the beginning. He's still talking about getting his timing back. But Connor Timmins made it through the night and looked fine physically. And he's going to be fine. That's a one takeaway for me tonight. The other kid was Bo Byram, the defenseman, the fourth overall pick. You know, a little timing stuff, too. I mean, it's his first NHL game of any, you know, true significance. I mean, no significance, really, but you know what I'm saying. The first preseason official game, he did play in that rookie showcase in Anaheim. You know, you can see what makes him so talented. He's a good, solid skater. He's got a wide stance. He's got good edges. He's quick with the puck. Yeah, it didn't produce much on the offensive side of things, not much specifically tonight for him or anybody else for the Avalanche, but, he looked okay. The rest of the night, a lot of guys struggle a little bit, and, you know, we don't have to go down the list, but Jared Bednar, when we asked him, anybody stand out really, particularly want to single out tonight, Jared, he goes, not really, not a lot. Wasn't much there, so. One of those nights, good thing it didn't count.
And it's worth noting, of course, that when you take a look at these preseason games, remember the goalies tonight were Adam Werner and Hunter Miska. It was not, obviously, you weren't talking about Philip Grubauer. That's just not how it works sometimes in the preseason. But they gave Byram 24 minutes and 50 seconds. They really wanted to give him a look. Timmins, of course, with the health issues, the concussions especially, 19-10. The only guy that got more ice than that, and nobody got more than Byram, was A.J. Greer. So let's look at Greer, and then let's look at another guy coming back from injuries that could be a significant player for the Avs potentially. Vladislav Kamenev. Now, and not a ton of time, 17.44. Again, it looked like they were featuring some of these guys that either they hadn't seen like Byram or guys that had injury backgrounds. What did a guy like Kamenev look like?
Well, I gave him sort of a bad review in this game. He's you know, just hasn't made it yet in the NHL. We all know what his big problem is in health. Didn't see a lot from him tonight. I think that Jared Bednar probably thinks the same thing. You know, he wouldn't single out anybody really negatively, but from what I saw, Kamenev just, you know, didn't do a lot with the puck. I mean, he did have a couple of moments where he was sort of skating through the neutral zone and trying to get entries in, but it, you know, either it gets taken away or it kind of play kind of peters out a little bit when he gets a body on him. And I just think it's a continual, you know, process with the kid. But, you know, the problem with him is he's only going to get so many chances at this level. It doesn't, you know, if health is the problem, then it doesn't matter. I mean, he's going to have to find a way to just make it somehow at the NHL level. Right now, he's kind of looks like a bubble guy looking outside of the top 12 board-wise. And, you know, tonight, I don't think he, you know, did a lot to really change that.
Talking with the Fan, hockey insider Adrian Dater, A Dater on Twitter. You know, it sounds silly, but for a lot of people who don't pay a lot of attention to preseason hockey, and sometimes that happens, we know what kind of in football what the objective is. What is the objective for teams? Because, you know, they didn't play Grubauer at all. What's the objective when you're coaching staff in an NHL preseason game? What are they looking for?
You know, I actually asked us kind of a question like that after the game, you know, it comes down to making some kind of quick impression on Jared Bednar, making first impressions. I mean, some of the pro guys like Kamenev, you know, he's seen quite a bit. He knows more about them. You know, some guys you see him play for the first time, really, in any kind of pro game. So, you know, he's just trying to learn as well. You know, it's all about trying to make some kind of impression, especially when you're a kid and you're not really, you know, expected to make the roster. It's what do you show? How comfortable did you look? How have you responded in practices to bad situations or listening to instructions? You know, Bednar is the kind of coach too and notices little things too around the room, like who's on time, who is, and all that stuff the coaches do. But he's particularly good at that. So, you know, it's they don't get much of a chance to make a long impression at the NHL as a prospect, especially when you're, you know, that middle round guy who's just trying to make a name for yourself somehow, some way. It's really hard. I mean, these preseason games are not very, you know, well attended. Not very. Nobody cares really who's making a serious living at this game. You know, so they're just trying to get through it. It's like anything in pro sports, you know, you only get so many cracks at it, but you know, this is one of the chances that these guys do get. And tonight, I don't think many of the young prospects made Jared Bednar sit up and really say, aha, you know, it just wasn't that kind of night.
With Byram and Timmons obviously getting the big minutes, you know that the Avs are giving them a real look. It wasn't that long ago that we talked about the Avs blue liners, and we did it with a chill going up our spine. Now, all of a sudden, it looks like it's a position of strength. Is there room for both of these guys to make the team right out of preseason?
I mean, it's going to be, you know, good question. I don't think Connor Timmins is going to start the season with the Avalanche no matter what. I think that the organization's plan for him is to hopefully, you know, he gets through the preseason healthy, gets his feet wet with this. Then he's going to go back to the Eagles and Loveland and get a lot of, hopefully, games under his belt as a pro, you know. And then they'll see quarter of the way through the year, halfway through the year, how he's doing. If there's an injury, maybe he's one of the first call-ups. Byram is going to be a tough call. I mean, you obviously see the talent, but then you do worry a little bit about him stagnating a little bit. The whole thing about the NHL is it takes time as a D-man to really learn the league. This league is getting so much younger than it used to, but 18 is an iffy age for a defenseman to jump in. You know, some guys have done it and are doing it. And I think Byram, you know, very well may crack he's going to get a 9-game tryout at worst, right? So, you know, before they have to decide whether he goes back to junior hockey or stays with the team, it has to be either or. So you probably need to see him a few more times. We'll see how it goes with Byram. I do think he's going to get a chance to start the season and see how it goes. That said, you know, there are a lot of guys that are, you know, it's going to be tough to crack that top six. If he does crack it, it's going to be the fifth and sixth guy probably, and hopefully, you know, they can work him in and just develop him more and more. But, you know, you're sort of set with Makar, Girard. When Johnson comes back, he should be a regular. You know, Zadorov's going to be a regular. You know, when Ian Cole comes back, then you got to give him a spot. So, not much room for D-men, but, you know, I do think Byram has a chance.
The 9 games he's referring to, of course, is the fact that if you have a 10th game, then your season vests as far as the rookie contract. So that teams often give the players 9 games and then decide, okay, are we going to pay him? Are we going to burn a year of the contract or send him back to different kind of levels of minor league hockey? The Avs play again on Thursday. They will host the Dallas Stars. Adrian Dater will be on top of it, as he always is. Hopefully we'll get a chance to talk to you again about that, AD, on Thursday, and see if maybe a little bit of something changes.
Yeah, we'll see you then, Sean. Let's hope for a goal at least to talk about. I do think they'll see that. You know, they didn't play many regulars at all tonight. I think you're going to see a Nathan McKinnon or Orlando Scott and some other of their top boys in the lineup Thursday night.
All right. Well, yeah, a goal is step one. Thanks a bunch for the time, Adrian. Appreciate it. Looking forward to catching you in just a couple days. Thank you.
Okay, Sean. See you.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.